All right, very good. Charlie, I don't know whether it'd do any good to talk to our man in the Fouché Tower or not. What do you think?
I tried to get out, and on this line, I'm getting calls in on tornado sightings, and...
All right. For the past hour and a half, we've been broadcasting solidly here about this brace of tornadoes that is skipping in and around the Twin City area. We don't know about damage or injuries as yet. We know there has been both damage and injuries. The only actual report of injuries comes from the Spring Lake Park area in the Minnetonka region, where Highway Patrol ambulances have been ordered about 45 minutes ago. Repeating that we know of a funnel now in the vicinity of either Shakopee or Eden Prairie, which would put it directly southwest of the Twin Cities area. It was in sight of a gentleman who we still have on the line here, and he could not tell whether it was touching ground. The Spring Lake Park damage that we just received apparently was from the tornado that went over our newsman, John Walker, and over the gentleman who called in suburban Minnetonka at the intersection of Highway 101 and 7, and also from a sheriff who called on the intersection of Highway 101 and County Road 6. That particular funnel was headed towards Anoka, but at the time he called, about 5 minutes ago, it was some distance from Anoka, and there's no actual indication that it would actually strike Anoka. It just happened to be moving in that direction at a very slow rate of speed. My calculations indicate it would be west of Crystal at the moment, perhaps in the vicinity of Rice Lake, which is a small lake just northwest of the Twin Cities. That's one funnel. The other funnel we're trying to keep in mind at the moment is in the vicinity of Shakopee and Eden Prairie now.
We want to mention it's Spring Park and not Spring Lake Park, so that doesn't confuse anyone.
I have Spring Lake Park.
Should be Spring Park. That area in Minnetonka.
That's true. Perhaps this is... Well, we'll double-check.
There's an island park near Mound that there's a fire going on right now.
If I can interrupt right now, there are very high winds in the Seven Corners area. Residents there might be alerted. Very high winds with poles starting to move and...
In Seven Corners, Minneapolis.
Yes,
right
now.
Hello.
Very good.
Yes.
Let me repeat that a tornado alert is in effect at the moment for all residents on the western and northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. Also, a tornado definite sighting has been reported about 10 or 15 minutes ago between Carver and Cologne. It has since moved, as best as we can determine, to the vicinity of Shakopee or Eden Prairie. I say as best as we can determine because we're not at all certain without actual simultaneous sightings, whether it's one or two funnels we're speaking of in these areas.
We had a call from Glen Lake, Dick, and the lady said that somebody has a big searchlight going across the sky near Glen Lake. And I don't know if those people with the searchlight could contact us at Federal 99111 if they see anything. We'd appreciate that call.
All right. I dare say a searchlight would be outside somewhere and probably difficult to get to a phone, but we're certainly trying to reach people who have actual information on these funnels. This late in the evening, it's a little unusual to have this many skipping around. And it's the first time in as many years as I know of that the Twin City area proper have been lashed this bad. There were tornadoes in the Anoka area some years back, also in some of the suburban areas some years back, but nothing of any extreme damage. And as best as can be determined so far, we don't have any serious injuries.
Okay, thank you.
Why don't you just tell me what you're trying to write there? Rob Brown.
A lady just called and said what they consider to be a funnel-type storm had passed the west edge of Brooklyn Park near Eagle Lake, near County 18. It was her guess that this funnel might have been bouncing, was headed for the Osseo area.
All right. Very good. Yes, I'm looking at it on the map now, and this... Gee, I don't know whether to say it's the same funnel we've been talking about moving in the vicinity of Highway 101 or not, but it very definitely could be because it's close enough.
I have a report now from Washington County, Dick. Hello?
Yes.
Would you tell us that report again?
We live in Washington County, south of 36, east of Highway 100.
You're starting to see a
100.
Green sky also?
And the sky is very pink and greenish with a lot of terrible lightning and is very, very windy.
You haven't sighted any funnels yet?
No, we haven't, but the sky is, like I say, is very pink
and
dark.
Very good. Thank you for that report.
Thank you.
Okay.
Charlie, an appeal has been issued for all available doctors listening to this broadcast to report to the Anoka Coon Rapids Hospital. All available doctors that may be listening, report now to the Anoka Coon Rapids Hospital. We'll try to...
That's Mercy Hospital?
Mercy Hospital, the Anoka Coon Rapids Mercy Hospital. All available doctors asked to report now. We still don't have any reports of damage or tornado funnel sightings in the Anoka area. Most of those sightings have been south or east of Anoka. That last one that we spoke of was just west of Brooklyn Center, which would head it towards Osseo. That's still away from the Anoka area. But, again, all available doctors report to the Anoka Coon Rapids Hospital at the moment.
Apparently it did hit Spring Lake Park.
Spring Lake Park would put it in that same area. So there's another...
Here's another call. Hello?
Hello?
You are at 94th and Normandale?
I'm on Devil.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? No, all right, we'll get this one straightened out here in a moment. We appreciate those calls that have actual information to talk to give us.
Hello?
We want those people right now, primarily, who can actually see funnels, because we know they're still in the vicinity.
Yeah, you know, at 94th and Normandale?
On 65
and 10,
there's a semi overturned.
Well,
this is confusing me.
All right. We're informed that a semi-trailer truck has overturned in the vicinity of Highway 65 and 10. When I put these things together, it appears to me that this new damage area stretches from northern Minnetonka area all the way towards Blaine Village, which would be right across the northwest suburbs of the Twin Cities. Who reported a funnel over Southdale? Do you know? Gentlemen?
Hello?
Reported by police. Hang on just a minute, Charlie. Police, report a funnel now over Southdale, which would be in the vicinity of suburban Edina. A funnel reported by police now over Southdale, in the vicinity of Bloomington and Edina. That would be 94th and Normandale. Do you still have that person on the line?
Yes, we have a gentleman that was moving northwest.
All right,
We have a gentleman, Hopkins, right now.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is, I'm in Hopkins here.
Can you see the funnel?
Yes.
All right, where is it?
Towards Edina. It's over Hopkins here, moving southeast.
All right, is it touching the
ground? Northeast, south.
Uh-huh. Is it touching the ground?
Is it touching the ground? No, it isn't.
Can you tell how high in the air it is?
We're just taking a look now.
All right. Okay, is it possible to move your phone towards the window, sir?
See here. Not the window where it's at.
One emphasize.
It's still pretty high in the air, they say.
All right. It shows no inclination to dip or what have you. Bear with us here as we get things straightened out.
Is it showing any dips? It's right above our house, they say, and it's pretty well staying in the sky. Heading towards Minneapolis now, I guess. My dad just said it's now heading towards Minneapolis.
All right. You say it's above your house?
Yes.
You're not in any danger there, are you?
I'm shaking like a leaf right now.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want you to stay on the phone with us if it means that you have to keep yourself exposed.
We're down in the basement.
We're down in the basement now.
Oh, you're in the basement
yeah.
now. Very good. All right. It's a good place to be, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's where everyone should be right now.
Yeah.
This is the second tornado we've seen, you know, when we first saw it.
You mean the second tonight?
It's moving faster to Minneapolis, my dad is saying right now.
Moving towards Minneapolis at the moment?
Yes.
From Hopkins?
Yes.
This is the second funnel you've seen tonight?
Yes, the first one, the very first one we saw was, I think, the one that hit Glen Lake and it's been working its way around to Crystal. Yeah, we saw the first one.
That was how long ago?
The very first one we ever reported, I think.
You mean an hour or so ago?
Yes.
All right, can you still see it?
Can we still see?
We have a kind of a chain of command going from the phone to the window, I believe, and that's all right with us.
It seems like it might be breaking up right now.
I'm glad to hear that. Keep your eye on it and... As long as you... you have to... the only way you can see it, I assume, is when the lightning flashes, so you can see it that way.
Uh-huh.
All right? Very good. Hang on just a moment.
We have a report right now of sighting over Southdale. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Yes, I can see the funnel coming over Southdale now. It's moving in an easterly direction right between Crosstown Highway 62 and about the 494 freeway. Did you
hear it? All right, I know exactly where that is. That's in suburban Edina, is that right?
Yes, right off of about between 66th and 78th in France.
Now, I think this funnel is the same one we were just talking to a gentleman about in Hopkins. Is it touching the ground?
No, it's staying quite high in the sky right now. The funnel is up quite high and the tail is draping on a diagonal across the sky, but is not touching the ground at all.
Is the tail moving back and forth?
It doesn't appear to be, no.
Is there... are you inside, sir?
Yes, I'm inside my house now.
All right. Can you experience much wind where you are right there?
Yes, the wind is picking up quite a bit, and so is the rain.
All right. Are you in a safe location there?
Not at the moment. I plan to go there shortly.
Well, I don't want to keep you on the phone if you're not safe, sir, but we try to keep talking to those people who can actually see the funnel. It may mean life or death to some other people.
I understand. I'm all right at the present time.
So anytime you want to clear out, you let us know and go. Is that all right?
I sure will.
What is your name, sir?
My name is John Eben.
Very good. And your address?
6335 Peacedale Avenue.
All right.
That doesn't mean much to us, but I assume that's in Edina.
Yes, right on the 62nd Crosstown Freeway.
The Crosstown Highway, let's try to locate it in the vicinity of the Crosstown Highway and France Avenue. Where's the funnel from that?
The funnel from that is south and slightly west.
South of 62 and slightly west of France Avenue, right there just west of Southdale.
That's correct.
All right, and it's still kind of hanging there.
Yes, it's moving slowly this in the easterly direction.
Is it raining where you are, sir?
Yes, it is.
Heavy?
It's beginning to pick up quite a bit.
All right,
sir. Would you stand by for just a moment? Here's a report from WCCO Radio News.
Yes.
We just had a report from the police that 2 minutes ago, a tornado funnel was in the air in the 6800 block and 10th, moving toward Lake Nokomis.
6800 block
and 10.
And 10 or 10th Avenue?
10th Avenue.
10th Avenue South, moving towards the Lake Nokomis area.
Thank you, Bob Tibbetts.
Thank you, Bob Tibbetts. Is the gentleman there at Southdale?
Yes, I am.
You're still watching it?
Yes, I am.
I think that's a different funnel from the one we just mentioned.
I believe it might be the same one, as it's beginning to pass quite rapidly by now.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
could it be that far over? That would put it way over towards South Minneapolis.
Yes, 68. That would be about 2.5 or 3 miles to the west of here.
I see, and that possibly could be the same funnel.
Excuse me, 2.5 or 3 miles to the east of here.
Yeah, that'd be just about the same funnel, all
yes,
right?
I think that is the same funnel.
Let's just keep you on the line, then.
Okey-doke.
It's still not touching the ground.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, how's the rain in your area there?
Okay, hang on just a second.
We have a gentleman reports a funnel.
The rain has slowed down quite a bit.
All right, I think you're on the back side.
I think it's moved pretty well past us now.
All right.
The wind is dropping down and the rain is calming down quite a bit.
I can't thank you enough for calling, sir.
My pleasure, thank you.
Righto.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, John. Hello, sir.
Hello?
Yes, would you give us your location?
At Highway 18 and Excelsior Boulevard.
And you see a funnel?
Yes, to the south of us, and it's not up and down, it's horizontal. And it seems to be moving to the west-northwest.
Is it moving very fast?
No, real slow.
Uh-huh.
And it's very white, and just like that, the wind quieted down, and there's not a leaf moving on a tree now.
All right, very good. We're primarily right now interested in a funnel, sir, that seems to be heading towards South Minneapolis. I think yours is a different one.
Well, it very well could be, sir.
Yes, I know. We got them all over the place, it seems, like measles. Once again, your location is Highway 18 and what?
Excelsior Boulevard in Hopkins.
That would be County 18.
That's right.
And Excelsior Boulevard in Hopkins. And you're looking which way?
To the south of us.
To the south?
To the south, east of us, rather.
South. Well, if it's far enough away, it may be the same funnel we're trying to track here.
It could be. It seems to be moving towards us or towards the west-northwest, very slowly.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
Police now in Minneapolis are watching a funnel sighted high over Lake Nokomis moving northeast. Now, let me remind you here that this funnel we're watching is not touching ground. And so extreme wind damage is not being reported at the moment, and let's hope it stays in the air as it moves through the Minneapolis area.
I want to repeat that urgent plea for doctors in the Anoka area to the Mercy Hospital at Anoka.
Anoka, Coon Rapids Hospital, Mercy Hospital, all doctors, please report now.
Hello.
You folks continue to stay undercover in the immediate Minneapolis area, as a matter of fact, in the Twin City area, because the funnel reported not only by the public but also by police is last reported within the past minute or so, high over Lake Nokomis, moving northeast. My figures indicate that would take it right through the heart of the Twin City area. Let's hope it stays in the sky, and many times they do. They go right on past without touching down.
If you see any funnels, let us know.
We have lost our contact with the funnel that moved through the northwestern suburbs, but we know that there has been wind damage out there. We also know that the Lake Minnetonka got hit not once, but perhaps twice, and maybe even three times, by different windstorms and or tornado funnels. The most current report and the most imminent report we have is of the funnel now high over Lake Nokomis, not touching the ground, moving northeast across the Twin City area, and apparently now actually within the borders of the Twin Cities.
Okay. Hello.
This funnel that we speak of in South Minneapolis is now moving westerly.
Where are you now?
And police have asked us to warn Lake Harriet, Lake Calhoun residents. Lake Harriet and Lake Calhoun residents, keep undercover until this funnel passes through. It is still in the air, not touching ground at last report, high over South Minneapolis.
Hello, Jim. Hang on.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I have Jim Hill on the line, who is... you're in Edina, aren't you, Jim?
Yeah, we live at 60... We're right by the 62nd crosstown here and Xerxes. That one that was sighted moving eastward has disappeared. It's quite high and has dissipated now. There was a long-tailed one that is the one probably, I think, that they're talking about over Lake Nokomis now. But otherwise, there's a breeze blowing and it is raining slightly.
You think it's two different funnels then, Jim?
Yes, there was two different ones. The one that was sighted over the, went over St. Louis Park, I would say, and over South Minneapolis, and now probably over Nokomis and Lake Harriet area, was a long, a very long one. But it seemed to dissipate, and it was very high. It did not, didn't get anywhere near the ground from here.
All right, very good. Can you still see it?
No, I can't see it anymore.
Very good.
And the same one that went down the 62nd cross down here was high and was a very small one, but of course a definite one.
It's good to hear your voice, Jim.
Yeah, well, good.
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling better, thank you.
Well, that's good.
Good to be back on the air.
Well,
believe me.
I should say, a lot of people I'm sure glad to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Take care of yourself and get some more rest.
I'll do that.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bud.
Police last reported the funnel in the air, not touching ground. Over Lake Nokomis, and police asked WCCO Radio to warn the Lake Harriet, Lake Calhoun region of South Minneapolis. The funnel that was over the Southdale region apparently has dissipated.
We have Mike Lynch here at Lake of the Isles, and where, Mike?
On 26th and just a half a block up from Lake of the Isles.
That puts you right close to that funnel. Can you see it?
One just passed over the house. It seemed to be stretched almost horizontally across the sky.
Uh-huh, that conforms with our other reports, can't
you? Right, and I lost sight of it. It must have broke up.
All right, very good. Was there any damage at all in the Lake of the Isles area?
No, it's raining, but and of course lots of lightning, but very little wind.
Okay.
So it just sort of dissipated and went up in the air.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Mike, thank you for calling.
We'll keep you posted.
Very good, Mike.
Gee, sure. as the night wears on here, Charlie, I keep thinking we're really coming out of this smelling like a rose, if you'll pardon the expression, because with all these funnels around, there's sure not much damage so far.
Well, in the metropolitan area, although, of course, in the Lake Minnetonka area, lots and lots of damage, and probably a lot of damage we don't even know about as yet.
It'll take some time, yes.
We want to remind people to stay indoors. Wind-driven objects are your greatest danger. And go to a storm cellar or basement if you can. The southwest corner usually is the safest. And take your transistor radio and keep tuned to 830. This is Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, WCCO.
We have information that there was some extreme wind damage in the vicinity of Osborne Road and Central Avenue in Blaine Village. That would have been the ones we were speaking of earlier, half an hour ago. The funnels that moved through the northern suburbs, northwestern suburbs, nicking the northwest edge of the Twin Cities.
A call from Southdale
toward Blaine Village. Go ahead.
A moment ago indicates that it's quieting down and the funnel dissipated into the air, and they're apparently... We haven't received damage reports as yet from that area of the city.
We're assuming that a lot of folks have taken cover and are listening to the radio in those cover locations, which is the smart thing to do, and we do have some good news for a change, that our indications are things are dying down in southwestern Minneapolis and in Edina, suburban Edina, and Bloomington. However, the Lake Harriet, Lake Calhoun area should be definitely undercover and alert right now because we're still kind of keeping our eye on the one high in the sky, passing over that area. It did not touch the ground, and we had three different reports, all coinciding that they could see the funnel, but it was still well up in the sky.
I have Minneapolis police on the line, Dick. Go
Very
ahead,
good.
Sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah. Now, this Mrs. Zastro called. She wants you to call her at her home that she has an emergency message for you people. It's 434-6322.
6322?
Yeah. And she says it has something to do with a trailer court, and I guess her husband is on a civil defense. Something is supposed to be Spring Lake Park, but they put it out as Spring Park, I believe.
Oh, yes. Okay, sir. Thank you for
calling. Would you call?
Very good. We'll take that information off the air. It sounds like a special message that takes secondary priority here for the moment. I got the number, Charlie, if you want to try that.
Okay, I thought it was something else.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Those things happen.
Spring Lake Park was indicated as some damage area. I don't know whether I can wrap this up all out of my head or not, but Quickly, a reminder that some doctors are asked to report to the Anoka Coon Rapids Mercy Hospital, that the Highway Patrol and civil defense people has asked for civil defense to report to the Coon Rapids mustering location. And our last report from Minneapolis police indicated that there was a funnel high in the sky over South Minneapolis, and the warning was directed immediately to the Lake Calhoun, Lake Harriet area, and we still have not received anything further from that vicinity to tell whether or not that funnel is moving on past or whether there is any damage there.
Over Medicine Lake right now, a gentleman says there's heavy rain and lightning. Is that correct, sir? Hello?
Yes.
Heavy rain and lightning over Medicine
Very
Lake?
Heavy and lightning and lots of rain.
Uh-huh.
Kind of turbulent.
You haven't sighted any funnels or anything like that?
Black clouds pass north, northeast.
Well, if you see anything that looks like a twister, you let us know.
Well, these were hanging low, but they were moving pretty rapidly. So.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Boss says get down to the basement, hear your voice.
That's the best place to be. All yes. Right.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Okay,
thank fine.
You.
Look out for glass, too. Glass is a great danger in storms like this.
Stay away from windows, yes, in the basement. The instructions for people who have reason to believe that they're in damage area is not to move around. Not now, until some order is restored by authority, by people in official positions. That means police, sheriff's deputies, various fire volunteers and fire departments and civil defense officials, because we know that a lot of power lines are down. And these can be live for a considerable length of time after the storm has moved out of the area. Power lines are, of course, very lethal in many cases, and not necessarily the end of the line itself, but where there is standing water on the ground, the water itself can be lethal.
Lady,
so don't move
line.
Around.
Lady on the line who saw the funnel move across Lake Nokomis about how many minutes ago?
5 minutes, 6, 7 minutes.
5, 6, 7 minutes ago. And what direction was the funnel moving when you saw it?
North.
And was it touching ground?
No, it was not.
It was just...
It was still in the sky.
Still in the sky. Do you see anything now?
No.
You don't see a thing now?
No.
Okay.
But we saw it move along, and we're on 55th and 31st.
55th and 31st. Are things quieting down there where you are right now?
That's right.
Yes, very good. Thank you for that report. We appreciate it. We have a report that Highway 12 is virtually blocked with trees and wires four blocks west of Wayzata, and we might remind you again that the danger of wires in streets and highways extremely hazardous.
Our first location of the damage northwest of the Twin Cities apparently comes from the Mercy Hospital area, where the call went out a short time ago for doctors. And one of our news people, Chuck Lilligan, checked with the hospital and tried to get an idea just how many injuries there were. And they did not have time to give out that information, except to say that the emergency rooms at Mercy Hospital in the Anoka Coon Rapids area was operating at full capacity at the moment. And that's why they were moving as fast as they could and asking for the doctors to report in.
Dick, we have somebody in the Midway area of St. Paul who has sighted a funnel. Do you see it right now, you say?
Yes, I do. I see it forming.
And you see it forming. What does it look like? Is it...
There are two clouds, and they're connected in the middle. There's a dark spot down just below them.
And is it? Do you see it touching ground?
No, it isn't. It's up in the air.
Where are you in Midway?
Hamlin and Minnehaha.
Hamlin and Minnehaha.
Yeah.
And what direction is this funnel you see forming?
North-northwest.
North-northwest of the Midway area.
Yeah.
Snelly and Minnehaha.
Hamlin and Minnehaha.
Hamlin and Minnehaha, right.
Yeah, it's all the same place.
Yeah, very
this,
good.
Could be the one that passed over the Lake Nokomis area.
That very well could be. Keep us informed, will you?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
our number is 99-federal-99-111. If you have information on tornado sightings so that we can track this storm and warn people in its path, and of course, if you're in the Twin City area, it'd be a good idea wherever you are to be in your basement right now and away from windows.
Luck of the Irish, it looks like that funnel, or at least that one, maybe two, Jim Hill indicated two, are going to go right over the Twin Cities without touching down. Let's hope so. This is official. The Highway Patrol has asked that all unnecessary traffic stay off Highway 65 into Anoka County. Apparently, there is a traffic problem on Highway 65 into Anoka County. The Highway Patrol asks motorists to stay off Highway 65 into Anoka County. An appeal for doctors is still in effect for the Anoka Coon Rapids Mercy Hospital. Anoka Coon Rapids Mercy Hospital.
50th and 10th. Very good. Thank you.
Earlier, 50th and Penn just reported that things are dying down. It's calm at Gray's Bay in Minnetonka, and we have quite a few reports coming in constantly of a calming which is taking place around the Twin City area.
Very good. Now, here we've been concentrating on the Twin City area and not saying much about those people who may lay just east or northeast of the Twin Cities area and may still be in sight of a funnel. I don't know.